Hello, and welcome to Tales of the Dog Park, the podcast that looks to brighten your day, talk about some of our favorite dogs and their stories from our local dog park, and maybe we'll throw in a laugh here or there. I'm your host, Lindsay.
And I'm Molly.
And today we're going to be talking to you a little bit about a Dalmatian named Birmingham.
But before we get to Birmingham's story, Lindsay's going to tell you a little bit about the Dalmatian breed.
Thanks, Molly. So, a little bit about the Dalmatian. It unsurprisingly originates from the Dalmatian region of Croatia.
That is actually surprising for me because I didn't know it existed, and I thought England.
Really?
Because of 101 Dalmatians.
All right, fair enough. So originally the Dalmatian was bred for hunting, and they were also used as carriage dogs. And what that is, for anyone who doesn't know, they were dogs that ran beside carriages and would protect it from burglary.
Didn't know that was a profession. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, now it's not because we have cars, but...
But I would also love a Dalmatian to just, like, protect my car.
Yeah, just roll,
run across.
Rolling down I-4, dog outside, getting it sprint on. But yeah, because they were carriage dogs, that also kind of gave them a couple nicknames, mm-hmm. as they are also known as the carriage dog, the spotted coach dog, or the leopard carriage dog. In addition to that, they also have the popular names of the firehouse dog, mm-hmm. or the plum pudding dog, which I didn't deep dive into. I was just going to let it happen.
Okay, but plum pudding, England, that's why I thought that they originated from there.
Yeah, not Pongo and Perdido?
Nope.
So the coat of a Dalmatian is short and smooth. They are white with black or liver spots. Sometimes they have spots that are lemon, blue, brindle, or tricolor, but... That only happens on occasion, and it's not technically breed standard.
Okay.
The size of a Dalmatian is medium. They're between 45 to 60-ish pounds. The height is 22 to 24 inches, and the life expectancy is 10 to 18 years.
That's so long.
Yeah.
Really, 18 is long.
Yeah. The average is 12 to 14, but, yeah. Like, still.
Still.
That's really long.
Yeah.
So, the temperament of a Dalmatian. Because they're originally bred for... to guard carriages, some of those old protective instincts still remain.
Hmm.
They're described on the AKC website as reserved and dignified, but can be aloof with strangers, but are dependable watchdogs. They are very loving with their owners, and they have a really great stamina, which makes them really excellent partners for runners or hikers. The downside. So health-wise, 8% of Dalmatians have bilateral congenital sensorineural deafness.
Explain for people who like me.
Okay, so there's two kinds of deafness in Dalmatians. There's bilateral and unilateral.
Okay.
So unilateral deafness means that they can hear, but they can't tell which side the sound is coming from.
Oh, okay.
If there's bilateral deafness, it means they completely cannot hear.
Oh, sad.
Yeah. Okay. And it's very prevalent in Dalmatians. But many breeders, unfortunately... don't really care too much about that, and will continue to breed dogs anyway, even if they do, like, the bloodline has a history of bilateral deafness.
Oh, so it's like hereditary.
Yes.
Okay.
So, as a result, many of the Dalmatian clubs in America and in Britain recommend Bayer testing on pups. It's B-A-E-R. So that both the purchasers know what they're getting, there's less Dalmatians that end up going into shelters because it's later identified that they are deaf, and then also they want to, like, keep statistics up so they know and can track if that deafness percentage is increasing or decreasing as the breed as a whole. Along with the deafness, they are also known for hip dysplasia! And something else called hyperuricemia, which is when their liver has trouble breaking down uric acid, it causes kidney and bladder stones. Mm. So as a result of that, in 2005, the Dalmatian Heritage Project popped up, and they are there to help make sure that Dalmatians that are being bred have normal urinary metabolisms, have bilateral hearing, and are friendly and confident.
Mm.
Yeah. So okay. Big strides happening in the Dalmatian world.
They're trying.
Yeah, they're trying. So what's the upside? They make really great family dogs, are easily recognizable, and they have a really long lifespan for a dog of its size.
Yeah.
Fun fact, which is actually kind of like a downer of a fact, but I thought it was interesting.
Sad fact.
Yeah. So, following the live action 101 Dalmatian films by Disney, the purchasing of Dalmatians soared, but most of them ended up being abandoned in shelters because people didn't research and didn't know that this breed was like a high energy breed.
Yeah.
But as a result of that, there's been an increase in the amount of Dalmatian rescues. Unfortunately, AKC registrations of Dalmatian decreased 90% between 2000 and 2010.
Wow.
That being said, our famous Dalmatians are Pongo and Perdita. So that's all I have. I'm going to now kick it over to Molly to tell you about Birmingham.
Okay, so the breed profile that you just gave, the sad fun fact about Dalmatians being adopted when 101 Dalmatians came up, it just reminded me of, like, Finding Nemo and Finding Dory, where, like, all the clownfish and the bluefish, I don't know what they're called, but they got, like, adopted. Or do you adopt fish?
No. I think you just purchase
fish. Yeah. But it just reminded me about, like, no one knew how to take care of them.
Yeah.
So,
as a result, they all perished.
Yeah. It's like, you need some salt. Like, they are saltwater fish.
Yeah. At least the Dalmatians, most of them made them into a shelter.
Yeah. And I'm sure there was a family that was, like, looking to adopt one.
Yeah.
And not purchase one. So, like, in some way, those family benefited.
But that's what Disney does. It gets kids super pumped to adopt different animals.
Don't stop talking about it. And the parents are probably like, ugh, fine.
That's probably me with the Lion King. Could I have a lion cub, Mom? Please, please, please.
I need it.
I need one.
And then it also reminded me of our neighbor when I was growing up. They had a Dalmatian, and they would feed it cheeseburgers from McDonald's all the time. Like, every time they would stop at McDonald's, they would get a cheeseburger for their dog. And it was a large dog.
Really?
Like, huge.
Shocking that McDonald's could lead to obesity in animals.
Yep, yep. And it wasn't just like, happy birthday. Like, I understand, like, happy birthday, here's a cheeseburger for you. No, this was any time they stopped at McDonald's.
I feel like cheeseburgers also, like, the interesting choice of, like, what a Happy Meal would be for a dog. Because, like, chicken nuggets.
Always.
I feel like that's a cheap, that's, like, a safer bet for a dog.
And me.
Yeah.
In my order. Chicken nuggets with barbecue sauce, french fries, Sprite. All right, so let's talk about Birmingham.
Let's do it.
Okay, so when we were at the park, we saw this beautiful Dalmatian dog run by, and I thought it was full grown.
Yep.
And it's not. No. He is 9 months old, and he is 65 pounds.
Yeah, so he's definitely outside of our breed standard for weight, but you know what? That's okay.
Yeah, and so he should have some room to grow, most likely.
He's not overweight either. I really want to preface that. Like, he's in very good shape for a dog.
He's not eating cheeseburgers.
No, he's
for
not.
McDonald's. So, Daryl is the owner, and he is actually from Virginia, which we're from Virginia. He just moved to Central Florida, so we started talking, and especially about his dog. We're like, can we talk to you about your dog? And of course, he was like, yeah.
And who doesn't want to talk about their animal?
Who doesn't want to talk about the dog? Yeah. So his name, he was born, Birmingham was born on the Georgia-Alabama border, and that's why he's called Birmingham.
Okay.
My favorite line that he said is that he looks expensive, but he's a little trashy. I was like, that is beautiful for any dog.
Yeah.
Like, I want a dog that looks expensive, but really he's a little trashy.
Yeah.
And Birmingham, you know, I feel like we'll probably give some updates.
Yeah.
Because he is only 9 years old.
9 months.
Nine months. But when he's 9 years old, we'll give a little update.
So in 9 years, please check back.
And he actually doesn't bark, which is nice.
Yeah.
And he only whines. Which, I mean, it could kind of get annoying, but yeah, he just barks.
Yeah.
Or he does not bark. Does not bark. Only whines. Loki kind of does that too. He goes like,
unless Julio's around.
Then he, oh my gosh, we'll talk about that later. But, yeah, so that is Birmingham, the cute little Dalmatian.
All right, thanks, Molly. All right, Mallory. We got some follow-on questions, as usual.
As usual. You were there for them, so you can help me.
Yes, I can. Was this Daryl's first dog?
So, yes. This was his first dog, and he resented it at first.
Which I understand. I think everyone has that.
Yeah. I remember texting you, like, 2 weeks after getting Loki and being like, what did I do?
Yeah, and I remember on the way home from you picking up Loki, me being like, "You like, it'll hit you that this was a mistake. Yes. Don't worry. Like, you'll get over it."
Yes.
Because mine was day three with Julio. I was like, could you please stop trying to kill yourself? I'm just trying to keep you alive.
Keep you alive. Yes. Yep. So we completely understand, Daryl. We were there too.
Yeah. Does Birmingham have a middle name?
So he does not, and I'm gonna say not yet.
Okay.
Because I think that he'll get a middle name at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he did try to give one, but it didn't stick. He just didn't like it.
I feel like I like to pull out Julio's middle name when he's being bad.
Yep.
And yeah. You gotta full name a dog, just like you full name a kid when they're being inappropriate.
Yeah.
I do it with Julio all the time.
Yeah.
So what is Birmingham's favorite toy?
His favorite toy is, like, a stuffed rabbit.
Okay.
He removed all the stuffing.
Yeah.
And now it's just the skin. With, like, the...
Yeah. just the toy skin.
Yeah.
That's actually really nice, though, because then it doesn't have any of the stuffing left or the squeaker.
Yeah.
And, like, the dog still likes it. So, like, it's a quiet toy.
So, it's a quiet toy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, he has squeakies all the time.
Yeah. Julio will puncture the squeaker.
Oh. Does he get sad?
No. Oh. But then you can just hear it clicking in the background. Just, like, the click. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So how did Daryl choose this dog breed? How did he come about with the Dalmatian?
Okay, so he has a Jeep, and he wanted a dog to get in and out, to be able to get in and out of the Jeep, and he wanted a large dog. So at first he was looking for a Bernedoodle.
Okay.
Yep. And then he realized that everyone has a doodle.
Yeah.
And then the other one that he was looking at was an English bulldog, and he didn't want to lift a 50-pound dog in and out of a Jeep.
You know what? I totally feel that, though, because I used to own a Jeep.
Yeah.
And, like, I was always very happy that Julio was very little.
Yeah.
Because I would not want to lift a dog into that. And there's nowhere for them to, like, step and, like, get in there.
I mean, because they're short. English bulldogs are short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
they don't
they're stocky.
They don't have the best vertical. I know that's surprising. But they can't jump very high.
Yep. And then, I mean, I hate it because we have to pick Loki up and put him in the car because he doesn't like to jump in and out. I know. We have the strangest dog in the world.
But that's okay.
But that's okay. We love him.
So does Birmingham have a nickname?
Hammy.
Oh, I love that.
Hambone.
Mmm.
Sir Ham.
Sir Ham.
I like Sir Ham.
Yeah.
Again, looks expensive.
A little trashy.
A little trashy.
What's the most ridiculous thing that Daryl's done for the dog?
So, he's only 9 months old, so I'm pretty sure there will have to be another one soon.
Okay, we'll follow up.
We'll follow up. But the most ridiculous thing is that he goes to daycare every day. Which isn't, like, too ridiculous. Like,
it's just, like, responsible
daycare.
Dog ownership.
Yeah. And I think we told him that, too. We're like, okay, you haven't found your most ridiculous thing yet. I haven't. I always think, like, hey, this might be it. And you're like, no. not too ridiculous.
No. My dog had a nose job.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, the favorite part of... His favorite part after daycare is that he wants to cuddle.
Oh, that's
so he
nice.
Gets like that cuddle action
with
Sir Ham.
With Sir Ham.
Sir Ham.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Molly.
Yeah.
Molly.
Lindsay.
Was it a lake day?
It was for Loki.
Yeah, it really wasn't for Julio.
But Julio got soaking wet.
He sure did.
Yep.
Would you like to share?
Yeah. So...
We became a spectacle at the dog park.
We did. And, you know, I really wish we could apologize to everyone. But at the same time...
Well, we're doing it right now on the podcast.
Yeah, you know, we apologize. our dogs.
Let me start again.
Loki was, yeah, I'm saying your name. Loki sitting right next to us today. You'll see a behind the scenes photo. He's just not getting playful with Julio anymore. He's getting more mouthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Julio's just over it.
I think the other dogs get him very, very excited, and he knows he has to play very gently with those dogs because he doesn't know them. So then his next action is to find Julio wherever he is.
Wherever he is.
And just go stick his head in his mouth.
Yeah. And he's like, this is what I want. I want to play with just your head.
And Julio's not a fan of that.
No, he's getting over it, which is, like, completely understandable. Like, stop trying to bite my face.
Yeah. So, they get loud, and
20 people looked at us today.
Yeah.
20 people! And of course, I don't know, everybody who listens, like, I have back issues, whatever. I can't move as quickly as everybody else can. All right. So, I'm staring at Taylor, like, you gotta get him, because I can't. And so he gets him, and we had to separate them.
Yeah, we had a break and play. It happens, but responsible pet owners as we are, we recognized they need a break. I think Julio just needed a break. He's like,
get this stupid dog off of me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a late day for Loki.
Yeah. It was, every part of Julio got wet, even though he did not get into the lake. All right, Molly.
Yeah.
Is it a low-key moment of the week, or is it just Loki's moment of the week?
He did have a low-key moment of the week.
Okay, tell me.
After we put him in timeout, he would just relax, and he did put himself in a little cool down area sometimes, and he would just go into the lake and just like calm down for a little bit. So that was a little low key.
Yeah.
And he was okay outside of attacking Julio. Not attacking, but you know what I mean? Playing with him.
I'll show Julio's battle scars on the Instagram later.
Oh my god! I hope he doesn't have any.
He doesn't.
Okay, good. I was like, why didn't you tell me?
No, he's completely fine. He watched the Chelsea match this morning and got his snooze on. So,
he's fine. He lived a great time.
Yeah, he's fine.
A great day. Got it. Yep. Julio's treat count?
I don't even know anymore.
I feel so bad for Dana.
So many. Like, I can't even keep count. And then, like, he convinced two new people to give him treats as well.
Yep.
Like, he got a very light dinner yesterday.
Taylor gave him two. And I even called him out. I'm like, I see you. Because Taylor, I don't know why Taylor is, like, against giving Julio treats.
I think
they're best buddies.
I think he wants to downplay the fact that they're best friends.
I think Taylor gets just as excited as Julio does.
Yeah.
When and it's really funny right now because, like, Taylor's in the other room, and I don't know if he has his headphones in or not, but he keeps giggling.
Yeah, I know, you can hear us.
All right, we have some updates.
Okay.
And some corrections.
Okay, so what are the updates?
The update, actually, it's kind of a both. Actually, no, it is an update on Jackson. Okay. Big Jackson featured in week 3.
Mm-hmm, that we talk about literally every week on this podcast.
Because he's just one of our favorite dogs. So we met Matt's wife, MC.
Yep.
And she was like, I gotta tell you guys, you got it all wrong. And I was like, what? And so I call you over and we're talking and she's like, all of our neighbors would disagree with everything that you say about Jackson, about how he's like the best dog at the dog park and he's so sweet.
He is though.
But he is. He's our gentle giant of the dog park.
But it was very interesting because what she said, she was like, Jackson listens to Matt, but he protects me. And for the first time, because that's the first time I've ever seen MC at the dog park. Yeah. And he was, like, he would get, like, a little territorial about her. Like, oh, that's my mom. I need to protect her.
Like, other dogs going up to her.
Yeah.
He showed his bottom lips.
Yeah.
And his teeth. His bottom teeth. That's a kind of our update. I still, in my heart,
No, in my heart, Jackson can do no wrong.
He can do no wrong. And he's so sweet. He lets me pet him.
I like that we timed his play this week.
She did. MC did, yeah. She timed. So we mentioned, like, Jackson gets these spurts of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, you can see it coming when he starts, like, slowing down.
Yeah. And I said, like, because I was like, it's probably, like, 20 seconds yep. of play and then, like, 20 minutes of, like, laying in the lake or on yeah. the ground.
Yeah.
And he loves it, though. So he started playing and MC had her timer. He made it to 25 seconds. So
that's great for him. And then he just, like... He turns around, and then he just, like, goes into yeah. the sand.
Yeah, just lays down.
Poor Matt is just like, come on, Jackson, play. Like, cheering him on. We were cheering him on. Yeah. Like, we had 10 people around this dog cheering him on. So he probably got embarrassed and just, like, sat down.
Well, I mean, I think dog parking is, like, a community sport, really.
It is, yeah.
Like, you gotta cheer for the dogs.
Especially Jackson, because he needs to get riled up.
Yeah.
And I always throw Loki in there. I'm like, go play with Jackson.
Yeah.
And Jackson's just, like, not built up yet. But then finally they get around.
Yeah. Julio's just there for the treats. While everyone's cheering, he's approaching different people, like, you ready to give me one?
Hey, pay attention to me. Don't worry about Jackson.
Yeah. Jackson will stop in 20 plus seconds. I'm here now.
I'm here now. Yep.
All right. Any other updates and or corrections?
You know, I don't think so. We already talked about Tarpoon last week, and I still can't get over it. Like, I was listening to our own episode. Yeah, I know I'm weird, but I listened to it myself, and I was in tears again. Talking Tarpoon about Tarpoon Springs. And I don't know why I had to say it like that.
Well, you're going to get a chance to redeem yourself in a second on the next Adoptable Dog of the Week. Not from Tarpoon Springs,
oh,
but...
Oh, God. Okay. I can't wait.
All right, Molly, tell me about the Adoptable Dog of the Week.
Adoptable Dog of the Week is Gavin.
All right.
Gavin with a G.
How else do you spell it?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll update you on that next week.
Well, I was thinking, like, maybe... Like, just in case they could, no one could tell that I was saying Gavin, but I don't know what else I would be saying.
So, weirdly, I actually have a story that goes with this. I was working with one of the subcontractors, and his name was spelled exactly like this, except it was Gavin.
Okay.
And I had to be corrected, like, 4 times, because I would see it in an email, and be like, hey, Gavin. Nope, that's not my name.
It's like Tara and Tara. Mm. I never know if it's Tara or Tara.
Yeah. I went to law school with a Sarah, spelled Sarah, so.
Oh, yeah. See, same thing. Okay, off track. Anyways, let's talk about Gavin mm-hmm. with a G.
Yes.
So he is a young male Dalmatian, and he is in North Miami Beach, Florida.
Ooh, Beach yeah. Bay.
Beach Bay. And he's described as playful, loyal, and loving. He has all of his vaccinations, and he is house trained, which is great.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, great. You don't need to worry about that.
One hurdle down.
One hurdle down. Other training necessary.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know Gavin like that.
And he's good for homes that have other dogs.
Okay.
So probably well-mannered, yeah. You know, able to play. And you can, I want to mention that he has, like, the most perfect dot spot
mm-hmm.
right in the middle of his temple or like his head,
and that's the important things.
Yeah, like he, at least in one of the photos, I mean, it is so
I don't think it's going to change in any of the other photos. Like, yeah, I think right. The spot's probably still going to be there.
Still going to be there. You're right. And it's just like, it's perfectly right in the middle of his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's, I think it's adorable. That's my favorite part of Gavin. So you can find him at the Dalmatian Rescue of South Florida, and that email address is going, not email, website address.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
You're there.
Website
You're
address.
You're getting there.
Yep, we're there, is dalmatianrescue.com.
All right. Thanks,
Gavin,
Molly.
With a G, young Dalmatian.
Woo. Perfect dot in the middle Perfect of his dot. Head. That's the tale of the dog park for this week. We want to thank everyone who's listened to the podcast thus far. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Tales of the Dog Park and give us a listen on your favorite streaming platform.
Stay tuned for next week for the tale of Toby the Dachshund.